the PSAs, the production sharing agreements, the details have not been made public. In fact, President Museveni and his government have refused to make the agreements public, except via parliamentarians who were given a partial look at the documents, but were not allowed to make them public themselves. So this suggests that there's something to hide. There may not be something to hide, but it's a very stupid way of building confidence by behaving the way they are. Another problem here in Uganda is what's happening up in the oil-producing areas. There are reports of parts of the Murchison Falls National Park being cordoned off for drilling. This, of course, is a pristine ecosystem. There's also many reports of land grabs in the area of Bunyoro, where the initial production starting. So it's not only the beginning of the oil industry in Uganda does not inspire confidence.
There have been corruption allegations involving high-ranking government officials in the Ugandan government. Do you think the international oil companies also need to be more transparent?
Oh, yes, they should. And some of the oil companies, particularly the American ones, operate under are subject to American legislation. I mean, all these companies are subject to the laws of the countries in which they are incorporated in. Some of those countries have very stringent rules in terms of bribes. Apparently, that doesn't apply in the case of Tullow Oil, which is registered in Ireland. And the European countries in general do not have the kind of restrictions that the United States has.
Oil was discovered in 2006 in Uganda. And a government official told me yesterday they don't expect commercial extraction until in about 5 years from now. Is that, to your knowledge, the normal timeline of oil exploitation?
No. Usually oil, particularly if it's onshore oil, can be brought onto production much more rapidly. But it depends on where the oil is being produced and the nature of the oil. So if the oil is in a remote area and a pipeline needs to be constructed, which is the case in Uganda, it takes more time. The oil is there. There are wells being drilled, but there's no point in extracting the oil out of the ground if there's not a market for it. And you can't move it to market without a pipeline to take that oil down to the East African coast for export, or a refinery within Uganda so that more modest amounts of the oil can be refined and marketed in Uganda or in the immediate neighboring countries, such as Rwanda and the Eastern Congo. So there's that issue that is going to stretch the timeline out a bit. It will also be stretched out in that regard because investors must be found to construct those facilities. So it's not only whether the oil companies are willing to invest to extract the oil, it's whether they are also willing to construct the pipeline and or refineries to bring the oil to market. Another aspect of the Uganda oil discoveries, which is not widely known, is that Uganda oil has a very high paraffin and wax content to it. And that means that when the oil is brought up from the ground to normal air temperature, even in a semi-tropical country like Uganda, the oil congeals. And it's very heavy to move. A pipeline, if one is ultimately constructed, would have to be heated. That's a much more complex operation. That means a pipeline has to be above ground. It will require much greater power supplies in order to maintain the heating systems. It also poses a greater environmental risk, and it also provides a security risk being above ground. And one final comment, if I may, on this. There have been recent discoveries of oil in northern Kenya, around the Turkana area, by the same company, Tullow Oil Exploration. And apparently, some or perhaps most of that oil is of a very sweet variety. That is to say, it doesn't require as much refining. It does not have this wax or paraffin in it. And it may well be that Kenyan oil might come on stream faster and can prove to be serious competition for Uganda oil.
Finally, there are concerns on the lack of transparency in these oil transactions, concerns about land grabbing, concerns about the lack of proper environmental impact assessment before the oil is exploited. Given all these concerns, what needs to happen, in your opinion, for the Ugandan people to benefit from this natural resource?
The PSAs, the production sharing agreements, need to be made public. that's the very first step, because those agreements have been signed. The second thing that needs to be done is the legislation that's pending in the Uganda Parliament needs to be passed. Then, once the legislation is in place, it needs to be implemented. The big question in general is Uganda likely to succumb to the so-called oil curse? And regrettably, I would say that if ever there was a country that was ripe to suffer the oil curse, it's Uganda, given the lack of transparency so far, and also the fact that President Museveni presides over a political system that is fundamentally based on patronage and handouts, cash handouts, from the office of the presidency. This is how he won re-election a year ago. And a final comment here. The oil companies might come in, but any prospect of Uganda securing a support from the World Bank to build a pipeline is just not there. It's just not on until they switch gears here and pursue the oil in a more transparent manner.